This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1653. Good Game, How to Size Up the Competition in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In this episode, we answer a listener question. How can we talk about the competition in English? Find out how to do it, plus learn why sports are so important for business relationships.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
What's up, Michelle? What's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, not too much. Did you watch the Olympics this summer?
I watched a little bit of it, not too much. What about you?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a different sort of Olympics this year, and I don't know.
Yeah, it was different. And yeah, I mean, I guess we have another one coming up soon.
Do we? Yeah, when will be the next?
I think it's this year.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Wow.
Wait, is it?
I don't know. I don't know what the schedule is now. I think everything got all messed up with COVID. I don't know what is going on, Michelle, but I'll be there to watch.
2022.
On TV, of course.
Yeah. 2022. It's coming up.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So anyway, yes, we have a listener question that, you know, touches on competition and the Olympics. So I'm excited to get into that. But guys, we want to remind you that you got to get in on our app. We have it on iOS and Android, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, the app is so good. You guys, you know, for years you were waiting for the Android. Now it's out there. So it's anyone here. And everyone can now use the app on Android or iOS. So what is the benefit of using the app to listen instead of just your podcast player, Michelle?
Oh my gosh, there's a lot. But one of the cool things is when you are on this app, you can get, you can follow along with the transcript and you can get, you know, really good vocabulary words that are highlighted that can be put in your personal power list for vocabulary all in one place, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. That's a personally curated list just for you, curated by Michelle. She has chosen the words that she believes will make you fluent, right?
That's right.
So those are the words you need, and you won't see those words curated anywhere else but the app. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/app. All right, cool. So Joe has a question.
Okay, yes. So would you read the question
okay.
for us?
Okay, sure. Here we go. So Joe says, hello, Lindsay and Michelle. I really love your show and courses you offer. All Ears English is the best English learning program that any learners shouldn't miss. Thank you, Joe. Aww. That's awesome, Michelle. I love that. I just have a question regarding how to express someone who lost in sports, but his or her performance was still commendable. As I'm following the Olympic Games, many matches really show sportsmanship at their best. Are there common expressions to describe an opponent or adversary in both positive and negative ways? Can you elaborate a bit more? Thank you very much. Joe already has a really good vocabulary, actually.
Yeah, Joe, awesome.
Adversary.
Yeah, I love this question. I mean, I feel like there were kind of two questions in here about someone who's lost, but the performance was still commendable. We're going to focus more on this opponent in our adversary one today and get into some other things, but I think we could go back into this another day.
Okay, well, we'll have to remember to come back to it then. There's a lot to talk about around sports. Because, Michelle, I mean, the truth is, a lot of relationships are built around watching sports.
Right. That's true. That's true. Lindsay, I mean, you're athletic. You play tennis, right?
I do. These days, I kind of struggle with it a little bit, but I used to play. I used to play a lot. And I'm actually going to be in a league this fall, a tennis league this fall. So,
Lindsay.
I do play tennis still.
Look at you. That's amazing.
Yeah, but you know what it is. Like when you're not in your prime, you go and hit a serve and you put out your shoulder and all that good stuff. But no, it'll
you're
be
not
great.
90. You'll get
I'm
back.
I'm not 90. It'll be great. It'll be great. So
yeah. So I mean, let's talk a little bit about opponents or adversaries, like some other words that you could use.
Okay.
I mean, Lindsay, what's the first word?
Well, this is rival, rival, and we've talked about rivalries, the famous rivalries.
Yeah.
And again, we did an episode last week or earlier this week about ideas for conversation. You should know the famous rivalries in sports, Yankees, Red Sox, famous rivalry, right, Michelle? Can you think of anyone else? Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi in tennis.
Well, sometimes what's funny is you might think some the teams are rivalries, but if it's like your team, like the other team might not consider you a big rivalry because you're not as good at them. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the situation of Boston versus New York, right? Yeah. Boston thinks that they're on par with New York. It thinks it's a competition between cities, but it's not. New York's like, who is this little fly on my shoulder?
So the teams are rivals. So this should be an interesting match.
Yeah.
So another word you could use is challenger.
Okay, right? That's good. Yeah, so his challenger has won his last 20 races. So let's see what happens. His challenger. Okay. Yeah, that works. Mm-hmm. Now that our app is available for iOS and Android, you can't miss it. It's the best way to listen to All Ears English because you get to create your personal power list of vocabulary words and see all the transcripts as you listen on your phone. Go and get it now at allearsenglish.com/app.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And then this last one, just the competition, right? To describe an opponent, right? So you could say the competition is fierce. She won't win this one without a fight. And that one, I hear that all the time, like describing the competition as fierce.
Yeah, that's a chunk, right?
Yeah. The competition is fierce. Fierce competition. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So those are three really common, really natural ones, guys, to use when you comment on sports, for sure. What else, Michelle?
Yeah, well, so I wanted to do some other, sports, expressions, touching on this question about sports in general or sportsmanship. I mean, Lindsay, do you think good sportsmanship is important?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, no one likes a bad sportsman or sports person. No one likes it when you see someone throw a racket in tennis, for example. It's just not, I mean, sometimes we lose it, and we do, but it's generally not good.
Yeah. Lindsay, would you ever lose it during a tennis match?
I don't think I've ever thrown my racket, because I think I would have gotten in a lot of trouble in college tennis with my coach if I had thrown my racket.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it before.
And then we've kind of talked about this a little bit before, but do you think there should always be a clear winner? Like, I feel like in kids' games, I've heard of just, everybody getting a trophy. And I think I wrote this before recently. I think we were even discussing this, playing for fun or having no winner. What do you think about that?
I think my thoughts have evolved over my lifetime on this. I think there should be a clear winner because that's life.
Yeah. Right?
That's, I think sports in a way are a way to show a kid what life is and how to do well in life. Because there's preparation, there's teamwork, there's competition. But if you send a kid the message, everyone's a winner, even though you actually didn't play as well, you're telling him that he can do great in life if he doesn't prepare, doesn't do the best. That's not true.
Yeah. I remember, I don't know, maybe I told the story once before, but I went on a cruise with my family and I don't know, 10, maybe I was 10, and there was a talent show.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
And my brother and I, he played the piano and I sang. We did the song Killing Me Softly.
Right, good one.
Mm-hmm. And
Fugees.
And I remember I was like really excited to find out who won. And then everybody won first prize.
And how did you feel in that moment? Did you feel deceived?
I was frustrated. So, like, I think, you know, we got to give kids more credit.
More credit.
I think they, you know, like, I don't know. I still remember. I always remember that. And I'm like, well, why couldn't they have just picked a winner, even if I wasn't the winner, you know?
Yeah, they can handle it, right? They can handle it.
Yeah, I think we do have to give kids more credit that they can be okay. And, you know, you have to learn how to lose also.
Yeah, I think in some ways, the fact that this culture of everyone's a winner has been imposed on kids, I think it's more the adults that can't handle it.
Yeah.
That their kid lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids are a blank slate, I don't know. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
Interesting discussion, but we're going to teach a couple other expressions. Number one is trash talk.
Yes,
Lindsay, I think we discussed this briefly on episode 626, which was about random real phrases that you can use in American English. Trash talk. He distracted the other team with trash talk. We did it a while ago, but yeah, what is trash talk?
Oh my gosh, our listeners know, right? It's just, you know, maybe you're a fan and maybe you're sitting in a baseball game right near the dugout and you're taunting the players from the dugout from the opposite team. You're swearing at them, you're being mean, you're teasing them. I mean, our listeners know all they have to do if they want to hear trash talk is go to Fenway Park, right? Get a ticket at Fenway Park. You'll hear the trash talk, that's for sure.
Yeah. It can come from other team members, but it can come from the fans for sure.
Oh, you know it. With that good old Boston accent, it's going to be great. It's great.
Another one is good game. Now, I don't know, Lindsay, when you were a kid and you would play a sport, I mean, I remember, you know, I didn't play many sports, but the ones I did, I remember after every game, you have to go and high five every member of the other team, and you go, good game.
Yeah. I was thinking exactly that when I saw you wrote this down here in our notes today. Yeah. That's what comes up more in, you know, things like soccer games.
Yeah.
Not so much like the sports that I played, tennis, we really didn't have that so much because you would shake the person, your one opponent's hand, and that's it.
Yeah. When I think it's like when there's like larger teams.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, that's the thing. Good game.
But something you can still say to someone at the end of a game. Mm-hmm. You can be like, good game.
Yeah, for sure. And then a sore loser. Ooh,
Are you a sore loser?
Oh, no, I try not to be. What would a sore loser do, Michelle, just to let our listeners know?
Well, maybe throw the racket.
Yeah, probably throw the racket. I can think of one.
Maybe not, like, want to talk to the person after the game.
Yeah. I can think of one famous male tennis player on the circuit right now that comes to mind. I won't say any names, but So what about you? Have you ever been a sore loser?
No one likes to lose, but I don't think I'm a sore loser. I don't think so. I do. It is interesting getting back to that conversation about the, you know, kids and the trophies. Cause it's interesting. I remember with the talent show, it started. That's when I first heard of like everybody winning. But when I was, when I played like T-ball or whatever and basketball, I don't recall that. I think there were winners. You know, that's why we did the good game. Like I remember that. So I don't know. I think it's evolved a lot.
Yeah, maybe it was the 90s where we went wrong or the 2000s.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm not sure. My biggest challenge with sports was always that I didn't want to win badly enough. Like, I wasn't competitive enough. So, like, sometimes I would just be lazy or it would just be, oh, it's okay if I lose today, you know?
I just didn't
have that killer instinct. So.
Oh, well, but you have it in other areas of your life.
In other areas, yeah. Well, let's show our listeners a role play.
Exactly. Okay. So, here we go. We may not use all of these, but we'll try. Okay, so I am your coach.
Oh, what sport are we playing?
We can say tennis.
Okay, tennis. All right, fair enough. Here we go.
All right. Okay, Lindsay, so your rival today is Hannah.
Okay, I can do it. She always gets nervous when I use trash talk. Not in tennis.
Okay,
no trash talk in tennis.
Don't go too far, though.
She's a sore loser. I know I have to be careful. Don't worry. I'll still do the whole good game thing at the end.
All right, Lindsay, don't get too confident. She's real competition. She works hard.
Ooh, I was laughing because we said it was tennis, but we would never trash talk in tennis. Like, you know, you can't trash talk. You probably get in a lot of trouble because you're not allowed to talk to your...
Oh,
you're not allowed to speak.
Okay,
in the
so not tennis.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, I said, okay, your rival today is Hannah. So yeah, your opponent, your competition, right?
Yeah. And then I said, okay, I can do it. She always gets nervous when I use trash talk. Or we can just say, by the way, when I trash talk.
When I trash talk. You can say that too.
Right. Exactly. What else, Michelle?
You said she's a sore loser. Yeah. You sound like you're a toughie. She's a sore loser. I know I have to be careful. And then what did you say?
And then I said, don't worry, I'll still do the whole good game thing at the end. Also not a tennis thing. So
Yeah. All right. I should have chosen another. It's okay. Then I said, don't get too confident. She's real competition. She works hard.
Yeah, she's real competition. And we've talked a lot in other episodes, guys, about how to use real, right? Yeah. In front of a word. So we'll talk about that again another day, I'm sure.
Yeah. Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right. So guys, I mean, the takeaway is we've given you words, expressions. And in my mind, the takeaway is, you know, sports matches, games, basketball games, hockey games. This is where business relationships are built, right? If you are a business at a high level, you may be attending a game with your boss, with your manager, with your coworkers. Your company may have purchased box seats. Okay. So you're going there with your colleagues. So you need to know these words, and you need to know that you're also going to probably talk business at the sports game. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we can do maybe a mini course on that someday. How to talk business at a sports game. That would be cool.
Right. Ooh, that would be very interesting.
Yeah. That would be really, really cool. So got to know how to talk about sports. It's everywhere. Okay. So go back, listen to this episode again. And what else, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, guys, remember to get our app, allearsenglish.com/app. Get all these great keywords and follow along in the transcripts. Yeah, go get it.
Yeah, it's the only place where you can see which keywords we've chosen for you that we've curated that we think are going to make you fluent. So go and get the app, allearsenglish.com/app. Okay, Michelle, we're out of here for today.
All right, bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.